Hey everyone, it's Velga here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Atkinson stops far half wall, high slot Jones. Near point, Panarin shoots, Rask the save, rebound, they score! It's Duchesne who celebrates with a power play goal. The Blue Jackets victorious 3-2 in double overtime. And this series is tied at one game apiece.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. That was the overtime. Nice goal, by the way. That was a nice goal. Collect the rebound.
Yeah, she got to get that stuck at sucker. It was a finesse five-hole goal, but yeah, their radio call was he buried it. He didn't bury it. He got a deflection, had a nice little finesse shot right between the leg. Got it in there.
Atkinson has it on the half wall right wing side. Gives to Jones. Back to Atkinson across. Panarin with a one-time shot. Save made. Rebound! And a score! And I got two words for you. Game over. Matt Duchesne buries the power play goal.
Yeah, I think that takes away from the finesse and skill
the
in that
skill
goal.
Yeah.
That was a really nice goal.
When you bury it, it's almost like one of the first Bruins ones where you're out on that left wing of the power play and you just snipe one from out there and you hit it about 100 miles an hour. That wasn't one of those.
Dumb.
Game over!
Oh my God, that's so harsh.
It makes the call sound good.
Makes your ears hurt.
If I'm in the car, that's not what I envision. That's all.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right about that. I heard that earlier. Paint a great picture there.
I was like, there was more skill to that than he got credit for.
News from Bruins Skate this morning. David Pastrnak has moved lines.
Shaky, shaky.
So you're thinking, okay, they moved him back up to the first line?
Shake
no.
It up.
No.
No?
In the... What do you got going on? You all right?
Yeah.
Oh, in the spirit of accountability, Bruce Cassidy has dropped David Pastrnak to the third line at skate today. Mm. So he is now on the third line. Who moved up?
Kuhlman moved up and Wagner moved out.
Wagman out, Kuhlman up, Pastrnak down. That's what's happened today at Bruins Skate. That may not hold up for tomorrow night, but that's what's going on there today.
Yeah, but it's a coach that holds guys accountable, and I like the way he does things.
That's what he does. That's what he always
does. He's done it with Tuca, and shouldn't do it shouldn't hold anybody else less accountable than that.
David Pastrnak needs to get going.
And if he says he's healthy,
former line mates, Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand, need to get going as well.
Yeah.
Because now we're talking three straight games where Marchand hasn't registered a point.
Oh, Bergeron.
Let's get going, kid. Okay, need the top guys to get going again. Need that. 617-779-0985. Let's jump back to your calls. Pete in Delaware. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
A few things on the draft. I thought you guys got the steal of the draft, in my opinion. I'm a Giants fan. I was dying to get Winovich on my team. When I saw him go to New England, here we go again.
Well, let me ask you a question. Yeah. You being a Giants fan, are you glad that they reached for Daniel Jones where they did?
Guys, please. I had a rough weekend. I can't even discuss the Giants.
I didn't want the Patriots to take him at 32.
Dude, my wife will jump on the phone and strangle you through the phone for bringing the Giants up. I made my wife's weekend a living hell. All I did was scream all weekend.
What do you think of your general manager? Do you think you're going places with him?
He's watched a lot of football, you know that, and at least he could get the conference right that he drafted the kid in. Jesus.
Guys, his press conference was the worst. To sit here and say, maybe we'll use the Aaron Rodgers plan, maybe we'll use the Pat Mahomes plan. He doesn't even know what plan he's got.
He doesn't know. He has no idea. Great. You know what? Both of the GMs in New York are idiots. McCagnan on the other side of town.
Hey, how about Tannenbaum before him, though? Yeah, like, some of the moves he made. Like,
did you see these reports out of New York this weekend that Maccagnan could be close to getting fired?
I heard that.
He just hired Adam Gase.
You just hired Adam
Gase. He just hired him.
Drafted a young quarterback a year ago. You know.
And, you know, as according to that report, part of the reason was that he's not getting along with Gase. The guy he hired, he's not getting along with.
Yeah.
And then another report came out later in the weekend saying there's nothing true about the report, but that he's on the hot seat. So that he's now been, you know, he's been put on warning now.
Typical Johnson, you know? Family type stuff. Yeah. Now you've been put in warning when you don't succeed. Yeah.
Bunch of bozos.
Let's go sign Le'Veon Bell.
All
let's
the
go
way get, around.
Let's go pay a running back $14 million.
Yeah, Brian in Rhode Island on the draft. Hi, Brian. Brian, you there? Brian? Once? Twice?
You know what? Speaking of Rhode Island, we got to compliment the intern for this being one of his last days. It is his last day here, right? Nice, classy gift that he gifted us with. Special cut sausage and cheese. I'm more impressed with the split Tupperware container that he went to Job Lot and paid $1 each for, which is going to make my ass go to Job Lot now.
Is that where you got him?
Where'd you get him? You could speak in the mic. You put him in the mic.
Well, being a Rhode Island guy, he went to the Ocean State Job Lot.
So they cost $1.
You didn't find him on the back of any trucks or anything? Like some of those people you're connected
to.
Do
we get to keep the Tupperware?
Yeah. Right? Keeper?
And he's like, oh, yeah.
It's nice. That's a nice gift.
That's good.
Birdie's new lunchbox.
Like him.
Yep.
Vinny in Framingham has a question for Zoe. Go ahead, Vinny.
Yo, Vin.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Zoe?
What's up?
Hey, Zoe. I'm very impressed with your memory all the time about, like, the stats from the past and stuff. And Zoe, you were the 84th pick 1991 draft. So I want you to tell me, please, and all the folks out there, the 83rd pick and the 85th pick. I'm going to give you a tip. The 83rd pick was the Giants, and the 85th pick was Cleveland. And I will be very impressed if you don't Google that and tell me at least one of them.
Okay, so what you're asking him is who were the guys drafted before and after you?
Great question. So it would be Giants before me, Cleveland after me. Cleveland after me, I'm going to go with a safety. I'm going to say a safety. And the guy drafted before me was a linebacker.
That would have been Belichick picking behind you then.
Ooh. What would Bill have done if I was still on the board?
1991, the 84th overall pick, Scott Zolak, quarterback, Maryland. Oh, the one before you is a good one. A guy you know.
So the last pick of the third round?
The last pick of the third round. I'll give you a hint. He came out of Stanford. Receiver out of Stanford.
Not Eddie McCaffrey.
Ed McCaffrey was taken with the 83rd overall pick.
Two Pennsylvania boys in the same All-Star game.
I don't know the guy that was drafted after you.
What's his name?
Yeah, you do. You know him.
Do
you,
I?
You want to say the name?
Position.
Play for the Patriots.
Oh, I don't remember this guy. How do I not remember?
Nose tackle. Long last name.
Starts with an S.
Stretzpanitsky?
P.O.?
Pio Sacapatelli?
Yes.
Pio was my draft?
Yeah.
No.
I don't remember that guy.
Sacapulatelli, right?
Yeah, Sacapulatelli.
He was taking the pick after you.
Wow.
By Cleveland.
Typical Bill pick.
Out of San Diego State.
Yep. Classic Bill pick. It's like Silver Saliga.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And now you know, Ed McCaffrey was taking one pick ahead of you.
Yeah. Eddie McCaffrey.
Did you not realize that?
I didn't realize that Eddie went, but I thought
now
Eddie,
the next time you see him, you're going to bring that up.
I thought, I thought Eddie went a hell of a lot higher. I thought Eddie was like a 2.
Number 90, Yancey Thigpen.
Yancey Thigpen, Pittsburgh. Right? Played receiver for Pittsburgh.
Yep.
He played for the Titans too, right?
He was drafted, though, by San Diego.
Hmm.
So he was drafted by.
Hmm.
Yep. Rocket Ishmael went 100 in that draft.
Yeah, he should have gone number one.
Yeah.
Went he didn't want to play for the Patriots.
Yeah.
So he went to Canada.
Canada.
That's how bad the Patriots were. Guys would go to Canada. So he wouldn't have to play here.
I'm going to go to Canada. Action update, as you covered on all the latest happenings on Friday, they told us in the action update that the Celtics were 7.5-point dogs going into their opener against Milwaukee. I wonder what that is going into game two against the Bucks. They've got all the info for you. Here are the guys in the desert.
Hey, everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. The telephone number.
Oop.
What?
Well, nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. We went outside a nice little session there.
Well, throwing some cool fish out there today.
Yeah, a little
sunny,
nippy.
But cool.
Little
yeah.
Breeze. You know, you have just strong backhand. You
not impressed with the weather again this week, people. Not you weather people. Let's go. Let's get on this. Change this weather. 50 degrees rest of the week.
You, let's change
rain,
this. Get on it.
Rain.
What do you think they can do?
You mean
about
you're not happy with 20 of 28 days of rain in April?
Is that right?
Yeah, it's going to be awful this week.
Four
more days of rain, and it's not going to go above 52 until Saturday, potentially.
Did you see the frost this morning?
No.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Steam coming off
the pool.
Scraped ice from my windshield.
Crunchy grass this morning, taking the dog out.
Yeah, I haven't even heated the pool yet, but yet I had steam coming off this morning. That's how cold it was.
All right, you got to stop, so.
What do you mean?
Seafood Towers at the Bruins game, heating the pool yet.
I haven't even heated my pool yet, he says.
I haven't. Jim hasn't even uncovered his yet. It's already soup green. The earliest, I tell you what, it's the clearest I've ever opened the pool. And it's, I didn't do anything.
Good for you.
It's not like we're talking about after hours clubs in Reykjavik. I mean, right. We're still keeping it somewhat
Reykjavik,
real.
That was where...
You got nice room
where
for a pool.
Rich
a pool
was this guy. Weekend. Yeah.
Well, Rich, that's right.
I could relate to that story. I'm like, what? What are you talking
Rich
about?
Rich ate horse this weekend. He was talking about
I heard
trip.
That. That is strange.
Yeah, I would never eat
would
horse.
Would you ever eat that?
No. There's like jokes out there like, oh, that got a tough meat. Yeah, it's probably horse meat. Like, that's a joke. You don't eat horse. You don't eat well. Eesh. He said he ate well also.
Well, you don't, you know.
Well?
Well.
He ate. No, I think he ate well. He enjoyed it.
He ate well. The stuff with the
whale.
The breeching.
Oh, you're trying to say
the
whale.
The breaching animal. Yes.
Speaking of horse, Kentucky Derby this weekend. When's our first Ken and Lowell Kentucky Derby?
I don't know.
Call?
We haven't heard from
the
over-under.
Yet.
Where the hell
Wednesday
is
Wednesday at like noon. I put the over-under Wednesday at noon.
Well, I think it changes as the week goes on, Jim. Track conditions, all that. I think they're not expecting rain for one of the first times in 3 years, which is great for them. Horses should run fine.
I get invited to 3 Kentucky Derby parties.
I've got invited to one. It's the first one I've ever really been invited to.
I don't think I've ever been invited to one. I've been invited to 3 this year.
You would enjoy them. Are they going to do the Mitt Jolps at them, and do you get to dress up and all that? Or something spanky?
You know what really interests me about this party? There's a full betting window.
Oh, they do, the good ones have them, yes. Yeah.
I said, oh, really?
Well, somebody's got to sponsor. Somebody's got to back it.
I can't fault someone running the show. Someone taking the action.
Hey, that's a good party then.
I said, that's a hell of a party you're putting on.
I like that.
It's not a first time party that they've done. They've obviously done this before. They've got experience.
They know what you're doing.
In this.
Yeah.
Keep your tickets.
I said, okay.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in before I found that out. Now I'm really in. Oh, now we're in.
What do you got, like a pool? You draw the name of a horse? No, we got a betting window.
No, square.
No, we got a guy.
Hurry up and fill your squares.
His name is Frank.
Out.
What we did was we...
Go talk to Frank over in the corner. I'll take care of you.
Finny.
I tore out the half bath on the first floor and turned that into a betting cage just for this weekend. Wife's not thrilled.
You got a guy with a striped shirt in there with one of those tight bands on his arm.
I said, are we having a party or not?
So you're going to go to any of them?
Yeah. We're in discussions right now.
On which one?
Yes.
Do any of them have a derby hat competition?
I vote for the one across the street with the bouncy house for the kids.
You also get to just walk out your front door and go across the street.
Yeah, you do that one. That's a nice house.
Close to home.
But there's another one that's going to be really nice. Another one.
Zoe's checked it out. Zoe's measured it up. He says it's a nice house, too.
Good neighborhood. Yeah, nice neighborhood. And you know what? You don't have to worry about your dog, and you can run back and forth with the dog. Dog can run around.
That's, you know what?
I've already told Hardy, anything comes up for sale down there, just let me know.
Yeah.
That is the trump card. I have not
used
it yet. Can't go. We got the dog.
Honey, it's season.
Leave her in the crate.
We got that new fence coming in.
You probably bring the dog to this party.
Do you have an invisible fence?
It's already installed. Training is today.
Oh, they're even more. You just can't leave the dog. You know what's going to be fun? When training, you go across the street.
Called, you know what's more?
That's called electrocutions begin today.
It's like hitting your funny bone.
Oh, right.
That's all it is. Yeah.
Bentley had his first training session.
It's like putting your tongue on a 9-volt battery.
Yeah.
Well, won't kill you.
It's a damn sight better than getting hit by a car.
Well,
and that's...
They got to get him used to the shock. They got to get him used to the shock and see how much he could absorb. So when they did it to Bentley, they put the collar on, and obviously it was keyed up a little high. They hit the zapper.
Yeah.
And he did a backflip.
Dogs.
It's like a circus dog.
What's going to be fun is when you go across the street to the party.
And then he grew 3 inches in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. When you go to the party across the street, and you look back, and you see Scout in your yard going, and he's trying to run through the fence, and he gets there, and then he goes back.
We're not doing that. Leaving her out in the yard like livestock. It's just a safety.
Low-level electrical current.
She will find where those boundaries are, man.
Plus, there's 4 deer that we see almost every morning, and there's one that does not like that dog. I think it's a male. You can see when he runs. You can see. No antlers.
Too bad you can't get a collar on them, too.
Yeah. You don't want them. You don't want them anywhere. Something. You got them ticks everywhere.
I don't want them anywhere near, but one of them just stops and looks at us and then starts snorting.
Oh, you got a buck?
Yep.
Can you shoot him? Is that allowed at certain times of the year?
I'll call Matt Light.
I think with a bow. See what Matt says if I just go out there with a bow. Because the bow season's different.
He'll put the bow through one ear and come out of the other. That's how accurate he is.
I'll take care of it. Yeah. Just loan me the bow.
You want it hung on your, he knows a guy too. You want to hang it up in that nice fireplace you got.
I'll dress that sumbitch myself.
He'd be eating good all winter too.
Get a lot of friends in the taxidermy field. Mm-hmm. A lot of friends. 617-779-0985. The Patriots in rounds 2 through 7, they went after a receiver early and then they went and traded up in the second round. Jo'Wan Williams gets drafted at the 45th overall pick. Patriots traded up to get the corner. So they go receiver, corner. Their third pick after doing some trading down was Chase Winovich, who's an intriguing guy because of his personality, because of the fact that he has got crazy hair.
Latimer.
He's got crazy backstories.
Latimer. From the program.
Yeah, okay.
Give me long hair, give me face paint, give me nut job.
He's that guy. He's got this Clay Matthews look to him.
Yeah, wants to eat squirrels and rip the heads off. Yes, that guy.
Yes, you know, he's got a lot of personality, but here's a question I have about him. Why'd he fall?
I don't think he's that big.
He was projected to go higher than this. And we just had a caller tell us that he was the steal of the draft.
Well, Gary fell, too. I mean, you look at that Michigan team. I think they had so many top recruits on there. And you look at some of the, like, 3 of them were top 2 recruits in the country when they came out of high school. We talked about the Gary guy because I said I watched a lot of stuff with Baldinger. From a leverage standpoint, he lets people get under his pads. You just wonder about the coaching and how they coach these guys up there and the style and techniques of the defense that they played there. See, I think you have the luxury to where you got Van Noy, you got Hightower, you have Landon Roberts, you have Juwan Bentley. And then you got your front, and you sprinkle guys like Michael Bennett in there, along with Adam Butler, and you got the kid, Pennell from the Jets, who's going to be your nose tackle. So now you take Winovich around, and he could, in essence, play that off-tackle Brewski hole, where you're going to be able to spot him, where you're not going to say he's truly a Sam or he's a Will. You move him around the front of that defense based on, are we in nickel or are we in sub? You know, he could be one of those guys, Peter, I think it could be more of a sub-type guy where he's going to rush the passer or maybe cover a tight end instead of being, oh, okay, we're just going to be a leverage guy. He's going to play the run well, set the edge, all that. No, you want a bigger guy out there on the outside for that. I think his size made him fall.
Because the reviews on this pick for the Patriots are overwhelmingly positive.
It's almost
positive.
Like this is the one to put the draft over the top for them as far as A-minus, B-plus grades.
Everybody from the experts that you see on ESPN, right. Todd McShay or Kuiper or anybody.
Well, the two top picks that they got.
Over the top about this pick for the Patriots, which immediately has me say, why did this guy fall?
First and second rounders.
How did nobody else get him before then? He was projected.
The first and second round.
A little bit higher than this.
This guy.
Second round.
This guy, I think you stole. And just put your draft over the top.
Good. I'd rather you be discussed, the Patriots, that is, about getting a steal instead of reaching. Always.
Or Rozai Dowling reach. You know, like that Rozai Dowling reach?
No, not Rozai Dowling. I think Tavon Wilson. The Tavon Wilson reach is the one that.
Oh, Jim, Rozai Dowling was a reach, wasn't he? Yeah, like
whatever.
Second round.
Tavon Wilson to me was the worst reach they like ever had.
Yeah.
Which I this is the one where I just say, hey, this is the category I want to be in. If you're a team, you want people talking about your team about how you got to
like
steal.
Jordan, you know, like Jordan
not
Richards?
About how you overreached.
You know, like Jordan Richards in a second? I mean, you think that was a
no,
reach?
No, that was a reach, and it was not a good one.
He wasn't on people's draft boards.
This is the way it wants to be. Speaking of the Patriots and picks, they reportedly had interest in Josh Rosen, who was traded to the Dolphins over the weekend. Zoe, you know a little bit about this. You've heard some
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I did some, it's not investigating, but I did.
Hang on to it.
Okay.
Tell us all about it.
Sure.
After these headlines. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everyone, it's Felga here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jared Stidham, he throws the best ball of anybody in this draft. You put him in shorts and a t-shirt, you would pick Jared Stidham as the guy. He's a great athlete, just wasn't a great fit in that Auburn offense after transferring from Baylor. I think he needed to sit, and he obviously is going to get a plenty of opportunity to do that in New England, even for a couple years. I think this is a payoff long term. But I went to the Elite 11 last year, where all the top college quarterbacks came in as counselors, and they were all there. I'm talking about Tua from Alabama, Jared Stidham was there, Drew Locke, Will Greer, all those guys. And when you watched them all just throwing shorts, I left there saying that Jared Stidham throws it better than all of these guys. That's what type of arm talent he has.
Okay, Josh Rosen gets traded. He goes to Miami. We're the Patriots in on Josh Rosen. Zoe, tell me what you've been hearing, what you've been up to.
So, talked to somebody that said the only interest in the exchange made over the phone regarding the quarterback from Arizona, Josh Rosen, was made after Kyler Murray was drafted number one overall, and it was just a due diligence call to where everybody's phones are open. What's the interest level? What are you looking for in exchange? They were set to make their picks. They were not going to give a 2, a 3, or even a 4 potentially for Josh Rosen. They may have been a 4 or 5 if they were even interested. I don't even think they were interested, but it goes to show you there was zero interest or exchange of information prior to the draft regarding the quarterback being the potential replacement for Tom Brady. And that's what I was told, and I had told Jim that way before our show today. So it goes, I mean, it's a head scratcher from Arizona's standpoint. If, and this is my thing on Cliff Kingsbury here, real quick. If Cliff Kingsbury is such a good offensive-minded coach and such a great, you know, molder of men as far as playing the position, and now you're getting all these stories from guys like Larry Fitzgerald, David Johnson, the running back, talking about, well, what a great teammate this guy was, how athletic he is, meaning Josh Rosen, you know, how he stood in there and never blamed anybody, how he's going to be such a great steal for the Miami Dolphins with the number 48th pick and a fifth rounder. If he's so good and the new coach is so great, if you're picking number one overall and you got a chance to bolster your defense, why don't you go coach Josh Rosen up, make him the guy, help figure out what he does or doesn't do well, then hone it if you have such a great head coach now, and go get some more pass rushers to go kill the quarterback with, along with Chandler Jones and Patrick Peterson on the outside of company to help bolster that defense, which has had some problems. You could have traded out the number one spot just to move back a couple spots. You could have hit 2 top 10 picks with all the defensive pass rushers and edge guys that you had in this draft. It's a head scratcher to me. You took Rosen in the top 10 last year and said, we're done. But now we're staring how great a player he is.
So,
and what a steal it is for the Dolphins to give up a number two for him. I'm boggled by it. I really am.
So, you know, what you said,
Curry might be a bust. We don't know that.
What you said was that the Patriots were not very much in on the player until maybe the end. That seems to be backed up by a story today in the MMQB. That would be SI.com. Robert Klemko wrote it, sort of the inside story with quotes directly from Josh Rosen and his agent.
Oh.
they speak to the MMQB today, and Josh Rosen admits that he thought leading up to the draft that the idea that the Cardinals were going to take Kyler Murray could have just been rumor, could have been a bluff, could have been a smokescreen, could have been any of those things. We had actually read some reports last week that the Cardinals sort of threw it out there to see what the fan reaction would be to the idea of them taking Kyler Murray at number one.
Yep.
So he
to where the owner was getting involved now. We need to put people in the seats. We talked about that.
He said, quote, in this story, my heart didn't really believe it was going to happen until a couple of minutes before it happened. Common sense sort of kicked in, and my heart didn't want to believe it that they actually drafted Kyler Murray number one. So Rosen and his agent had believed that a trade would have materialized much sooner, given everything that had, you know, the lead up to the draft. If they had decided they were going with Kyler Murray, they thought they would have known that they were getting traded. Ah, if it's real, they'll come to us and we'll talk and we'll get a trade going. That's what they thought. Wouldn't that be a rational way of thinking? If they're serious about picking Murray, they're probably going to talk.
Steve Keim's yeah. General manager, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you got your new coach and you're on the same page with him and he's dead set on Murray. Yeah. Let's go get a windfall for.
Well, let's talk to him before. Let's talk to him and his agent before the draft, and we'll figure it out. No, instead they texted the agent for him. They texted the agent for Josh Rosen after the 49ers with the second pick took Bosa. That's when they texted the agent. Keim texted him, giving him permission to speak to other teams to find a trade partner.
Job, Arizona.
And that is when they found out that they were allowed to talk. The agent, Williams, was taken aback. He grew angry. How did Keim not already know the answer in terms of the teams that would have interest? The whole world knew or had a good idea that the Cardinals were taking Murray on Thursday. Why the secrecy? Why are we negotiating trade terms now instead of weeks ago? Keim was saying all the right things.
Yeah, your gut's telling you take defense, and you know you should have, and your owner probably got involved, told you take the quarterback.
If you want to talk to teams about value, let me know. We want to do what's best for Josh and also what's best for the organization. But Keim's actions spoke louder. He wanted a first-round pick and might be willing to settle for a second-rounder. A Washington executive, upon hearing that price, chuckled over the phone. That's really bold for someone who just took a quarterback.
Yeah, that's you took all your bargaining off the table, all your bargaining
you
chips
morons.
Off the table. Yeah. From the same type of response this person got, I got the same from
which Norwood. Tells you that he had not shopped him, which is why nobody had talked to the Cardinals.
Nobody.
Yeah, the Patriots weren't in on him because nobody was in on Josh Rosen.
So all those reports
the
are
Cardinals
false.
Didn't talk to anybody about trading Josh Rosen
every
prior
report,
to the draft.
Every report was false.
How stupid are they?
Yeah, dumb. It's dumb. Hey, and in a weird way, this is a decent situation for Rosen. You got a new coach and Brian Flores that is going
to
make.
It's not like you had the third pick.
He's going to make that defense go after people. Right. You're in South Florida where the weather's good. You can always throw the football down there. It's nice. You know, I don't know. I think Miami's a good spot for him. You know, they've always been looking for a quarterback. They dumped their guy. You got fat Ryan Fitzpatrick down there now. You got fat Fitzy. It's a good spot for you. I'd rather be there than Arizona. Like, Arizona kind of doesn't look like he knows what he's doing. He really doesn't. You don't mortgage your entire draft like you did last year, take a quarterback in the top 10. Dump the kid for the 48th pick in the fifth the next year, and then go draft a quarterback number one overall.
After two quarterback Daniel Jones went to the Giants at number six, Keim asked Williams if the Patriots liked his client and might be open to making him the heir apparent to Tom Brady. Why is the GM asking the agent, do the Patriots like him? Isn't it the GM's job to figure out if the Patriots like Josh Rosen? Why is it the agent's job?
Because the GM probably has zero relationship or exchange with the Patriots.
So the Patriots never once spoke to the Cardinals, and he confirmed it.
Yeah.
Do the Patriots like him? I don't know. I'm the agent. You're the freaking NFL general manager. Aren't you supposed to know those things?
I was told they were just doing their job. Like, it's draft day, and there are players available. So, oh really? He's available? Okay, what do you want? You want that? You already drafted a quarterback. We'll give you a five or six, maybe.
They traded Chandler Jones to him. They've had a relationship.
With Keim?
Yes.
Keim was the GM?
Yes.
So wow. Why did he not call anybody?
How long has he been the GM there? I thought he was a two-year guy.
This speaks to Zoe's theory.
January 2013, Zoe.
This speaks to what
Jesus Christmas
to what Zoe says. The GM wanted to draft, wanted to either trade the pick or draft a guy on defense the whole time, and then his owner got in the way.
He knew it was right. He knew his gut. I mean, look what Chandler Jones has done for them and how they paid him. Chandler Jones, go get the quarterback. When you find those type of guys, you go get them. He had a plethora. He had control of the draft.
By the way, according to the Josh Rosen camp, Cliff Kingsbury said to him, "It's not you, it's me."
Oh, God, good luck.
Wow.
A guy that...
It's not you, it's
a guy that couldn't get a head gig.
Use that line on him.
You brought in a guy that couldn't get a head gig at the collegiate level, got hired as an offense coordinator. You make your head coach. And if he's such a good quarterback guru, and you've already got a decent one, and gets you drafted him in the top 10 a year ago, yeah, and the kid got freaking shelled because you couldn't protect him, why don't you have your super quarterback guru coach him up and go get a defensive guy?
He's failing up. Isn't it great?
I'm floored. Amazing. I'm floored he's been there for almost 6 years now.
Yep. Got a DUI, got suspended. Drafted a few quarterbacks in the first round.
Who's he have pictures on? Like, those days usually...
Fired Steve Wilkes.
Oh, my God.
He's terrible at his job.
I'm floored.
He's terrible at his job.
I'm floored he's been there since the Chandler Jones trade. Wow.
He was there when they were good.
Yeah. He's made them worse.
Doesn't mean he built it.
No.
He was there when they were good.
He's been there for like 20 years, but yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't the guy though, right? He was a member of the staff.
No, he's elevated to a point of failure.
Yeah, I remember.
And now he's in a job that he's in over his skis, and he is failing miserably. His team blows.
And the Patriots killed like all of their buzz and momentum that opening night out in Arizona. I'll never forget that. It was the Garoppolo start. And everything we read, like, this is their year. This is it for them. 14-2.
We've
got to win the West.
An off-season Sounds of Sunday
champs
for you.
Oh.
Sounds of Sunday featuring Colts owner Jim Irsay.
Yeah.
That is next. It's exciting.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hello, football, my old friend. I'm sitting watching you again. The games on Sunday are my favorite thing. But when the guys who are announcing say something stupid, we will make fun of them Monday. And so we play all the sounds of Sunday.
In the hip pocket.
Oh, get right in
this
there.
This feels good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been too long.
We haven't played this in a while.
Too long.
Pocket groove. A little Russ Kunkel here. All right, let's get the sounds of Sunday here.
Okay.
We're going to go back to the first round, though. So this is sound of Thursday. Felger has big board, had N'Keal Harry, but Adam Jones also had him pegged. Here's his
Not really.
Here's his live reaction to the pick. Hey, all I know is what I know, and he says he had it.
Let's go to the podium.
To the podium.
Come on, baby.
In the 2019 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select N'Keal
Harry.
Wide receiver. Arizona.
Jones! Jones has done it! Jones has done it!
You gotta be kidding me.
Suck it, ball! That's right. Yeah.
All right. So what I saw from Jones was that they filled out a player at every position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And created a list, a player at every position. And one of the players listed was N'Keal Harry.
But he didn't say they were taking him.
He didn't say they're taking N'Keal Harry here.
Oh, yeah, I give him more credit than the Felger Maz big board, though. He didn't shoot a dart at it.
He actually did homework.
To himself,
he actually did homework.
I think they'll take this guy.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, but wait.
Well, no, not exactly. I would say that him and the big board are equal.
So I think he maybe should have put it out before the big board, because there's days we come in and we think we have something. Like, we got this bit of sound, or we got this idea, and then about, Jesus, 9-10, Toucher and Rich do it.
Here's my thought on Jones.
They had it first.
Jones has no business crapping on the big board.
Can't now.
None. No, he doesn't.
Big board's undefeated.
He has no ground to stand on.
Big board's undefeated.
Big board's record's way better than his.
Deal with it, Jones. Suck on it.
Suck it, Boston. That's
right.
All right,
Jones.
Yeah!
Boy, he really thinks he had it there. That, right. If you know Jones.
And referring to himself in third person.
Yeah. Oh! He is everything that's evil about sports radio. He really is.
He's so awful.
You want to hate him, but you love him. He's so evil.
All right, let's move to the Jets now. Also a first-round pick, Quinnen Williams.
Hey, Quinnen.
Hey, Quinnen.
He's doing his post-draft.
You ready, man?
His post-draft interview here.
Oh, okay.
And he sneezed.
Different character things. Bless you. Thank you that I got here, so.
He blessed himself.
Bless you, thank you.
Bless you. Thank you that I got here, so.
Well, no one else was going to do it for him.
Well, he's nervous.
Well, you don't want to jump in too quickly. You could end up ruining someone's marriage if you say bless you too quickly.
Is he a preacher?
It's happened. All right, moving on. Former Colts punter Pat McAfee announced a pick for the Indianapolis Colts. Would you like to hear this?
Sure.
All right, here we go. As I pull it up here, something tells me he might have to start and stop.
Wasn't he part of, wasn't he, long. Did he participate in the dumbest play ever? That fourth down?
Oh, my God. The punt?
Yeah. Go ahead.
The fake punt.
Please welcome from West McAfee. Virginia University, 2014 Colts Man of the Year and two-time Pro Bowler.
We have a seven-second delay.
He's Man of America, not Man of the Year. He's Man
Hello,
of America.
Hello, Nashville. I'm not going to say a single word about the Tennessee Titans record against the Indianapolis Colts because I was a punter, and there's no reason for me to talk about that. With that being said, we did not punt much against the Tennessee Titans, so you probably have no clue who I am to begin.
Ooh,
it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I like it.
Wow.
I'm a fan.
He's such a dick.
2 years ago, when I retired from the Colts, I retired alongside two greats, Robert Mathis and Joe Wrights. A couple months later, I watched the draft. Robert Mathis announced the pick. Joe Wrights announced the pick. And then an orangutan announced the fourth round draft pick.
The owner?
The owner did?
No, do you remember this? They went to the Indianapolis,
yeah,
the Indianapolis zoo.
And had the monkey pick one.
I like that he's, I mean, the whole
they
world.
They say if you
just
put a monkey there, he could do it better.
We
right?
all decided to mispronounce that animal's name wrong as orangutan, right? Yeah. We all call it tang, T-A-N-G.
It's right.
He's got it right.
Orangutan.
Orangutan. But no one says that, except Pat McAfee does.
I was replaced by a zoo animal. I was not upset about it because the orangutan was terrible at his job. With that being said, the Indianapolis Colts are the hottest team, not only in the AFC South, but the entire NFL. A young nucleus surrounding the Stanford nerd, Andrew Luck. Two All-Pros were drafted last year, 10 this year. And with the 89th pick of the 2019 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts, Jim Irsay and Chris Ballard select future Hall of Famer, linebacker from Stanford, Bobby Okereke. Okereke.
Pat McAfee. Why does he look like Vanilla Ice?
So great. Jim didn't like it.
He looks like
Jim was put off by Max.
He was at Barstool a short time. It sounded like a Portnoy ripoff speech there.
He is extremely entertaining.
Yes, absolutely.
You're not being
emphasizing
fair to him.
The same parts of the sentence. That was a ripoff of Portnoy.
He's been like that since day one. Prior to
That's
Barstool.
Who he is.
That's
more likable.
That's why. This is why Barstool went after him and liked him.
He's likable.
I would just say that thank God someone brought some life to that broadcast.
I'd like to party with him.
Because the draft is not a good television program.
Well, one person who needs no life brought to him is Colts owner Jim Irsay.
You're right. He's always lifeless.
Spoke to the media post-draft.
Just talk to the orangutan.
Had this to say.
I just have a certainty in my heart this organization is going to bring a parade and that Lombardi trophy is going to be risen again.
What, it died? Now all of a sudden it's the Passion of the Christ trophy?
I've got a certainty. I got a hurting for certain, and I need a painkiller. I'm hurting for certain, Doc. It's no joke. Hello? Hello?
Do we have any draft call here. Sound of him?
I'm in
calling
here.
The pick?
I'm at the Walgreens window, and it's closed.
Is there anyone you're in open here? Yes, I'm in here. I'm constipated. I've been sitting on the toilet for 4.5 hours. Opiates have a way of doing that to you.
Down Main Street, for the lack of a cliche.
What's Main Street? Where do you have a Main Street?
It's going to be risen. The Lombardi will be risen.
Risen again.
Right on.
Down Main Street.
Risen again.
For the lack of a cliche.
For lack of a cliched metaphor simile. Hello? It hurts everywhere, Doc. But let's just go with... Let's go with chronic neck pain. I read online that should do the trick.
Look how red his head is. It's like they tied rubber bands around his neck.
His head's going to pop.
Is going to bring a parade. And
hey, everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.